When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
Depeche Mode tickets coming up. Ticket puts Thursday. Starts at 8 a.m. on Thursday. Put that in your phone right now with Brian and Justin on Q101. As we need your help here to decide who really won the weekend. We talk about that always early on Monday of how you won the weekend. What you did, it was great. Maybe you lost the weekend. Either way, we've got two specific stories of two different kinds of people. So listen carefully to these stories, and then you decide who won the weekend. And let's start with this guy who allegedly entered a daycare center and stole diapers and formula, left notes behind saying he wanted to pretend to be a baby girl.
Okay, I don't think you have to say allegedly because he admits to doing it and he's on camera. He definitely did this.
We like to say allegedly to protect ourselves, but this case, no. His name was Daniel Sealer, 65 years old. He apparently was caught on camera running out the back of Inspire Learning and Child Care Center. So he left behind $120 when he broke in after he stole diapers, adult-sized diapers, and he asked the staff if they would play along so when he comes back to treat him like a baby girl.
One correction on what you just said. It was not adult-sized diapers. These were baby diapers that he pieced together to fit himself, and that's what happened. So the director of the daycare was at home minding her own business on a Saturday, like all the rest of us, and she gets a ding. She looks at her phone and realizes that someone is in her daycare facility. She starts to notice. She's zooming in, and she sees a grown man on camera piecing together diapers so they can fit him. Then she watches him put his pants over the diapers, walk around with a big fluffy butt, and then go to the refrigerator where he grabbed a bottle of formula, chugged half of it, then reached in his pocket, grabbed $120, slapped it on the counter, and goes, "This should cover it." And then he left.
To be honest, that more than covers it, having been in the diaper formula world right now.
And I gotta be honest, this man had a dumper on him due to that diaper.
Yeah, big one. Actually piecing together diapers to make an adult-sized diaper out of it is, a little interesting.
My favorite part is, in my imagination, he walked by a mirror and then did a whole 360 spin so he could see what his butt looks like with diapers on. Like, damn, look at that.
He goes, look at that little butt.
Little twerk.
Yeah.
My diaper butt brings all the boys to the yard.
He actually managed to drink half the bottle of formula, which doesn't taste that good, you know, by the way. But to him, he wants to be a baby girl. Now, he's charged with burglary and petite larceny.
Petite?
Must be for the petite diapers he made into a big one. He said, totally admitting to what he did, and that he's working through his addiction. Just putting on baby diapers and drinking formula.
Well, his addiction is alcohol. Yeah. And sometimes when he drinks booze, he wants to wear diapers. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Something tells me he was stone sober when he did that.
No, I hope he was not sober. If he's sober, this is a completely different story, and we should not be talking about it.
Okay, so that is daycare guy. And there's a lot to unpack there to remember about him. But this is the other story now. Who won the weekend? Him or a guy that's been arrested and charged with a felony for walking into a church, drinking the wine, and helping himself to some choir robes on the way out the door?
Now, let me ask you something about robes. When you go to a hotel, do you put the robe on?
I put it on, but of course you got to pay for it if you take it.
Well, yeah, whoever, what?
Yeah, they say it's like $300 if you want to take the robe.
Oh, that crusty thing is worth $300?
Yes, but I try it on. I love sitting in the robe.
See, I've never put it on because to me that's where all the germs hide.
Well, I listen, if you're going to a hotel room expecting something to be pristine, like eating off the floor and things like that, and laying in the bed and expecting clean sheets.
No, I didn't say that. I expect the robe to be clean, and I know it's not. If I can't trust the bedding, I can't trust the robe.
So you think they go to the robe last to clean?
I don't think they ever clean it.
Yeah, they I got to admit, you put that robe and you pull it out,
it
and it stands up
itself.
It stands up by itself,
yeah,
on the couch.
It's like a teenager's gym sock.
So he did the choir robes, which are usually soft and fluffy, very velvety, the choir robes at church.
Now, I've never had the wine in church. Tell me about that. Is it good? Does it hit different?
Well, it's the it's the blood of Christ. And
oh, so they're gothic.
Yeah. It's delicious. It kind of tastes like fruit punchy. You know what I mean?
Where do they get this wine?
Probably Costco.
Is it an Aldi special?
It could be Aldi. And then they bless it, then it becomes something else.
Okay, so who blesses it? The priest?
Priest do.
Oh, so it doesn't come pre-blessed.
No. Well, there might be a section in Aldi somewhere with pre-blessed wine, but I haven't been to Aldi yet, so I don't know.
Okay, I just kind of assumed that Snoop Dogg's wine was pre-blessed.
So he, yes, a suspicion of burglary, probation violation, and he walked out with the robes and the wine. He drank the wine in the church. So I guess you got to decide in this situation who really won the weekend.
Okay, but it doesn't say in this article about the guy who drank the wine and wore the robes if he repented while he was in church. Because then he can't be the weekend warrior.
You can do what you want. As long as you repent, you're okay.
Just imagine the music video that he was playing. He's walking around with some wine. He's wearing the robe. He's in church, which has got to be a very spooky place to be when no one's there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's playing Jesus Walks by Kanye. When Jesus walks.
I'm sure he heard that in his head.
You know what? I kind of like this guy.
Yeah. So do you say he think he won the weekend over the daycare guy?
If he did what I think he did, this man wins. Something's very sketch and weird about a man who's going to wear baby diapers.
Well.
So I'll take this guy, Altar Wine Man.
You're very brave for that statement. I got to say, it seems more difficult to get into a daycare and do that. Now, you can get into a church. The doors are always open. And sure, he did something very wrong. You do not do that. You don't take the wine. You don't take the robes. You don't do that in a church. But in the daycare, for him to get in there, I mean, and then kind of just sit around and make bigger diapers and drink some formula. I don't want him in my baby's daycare. I don't. But I got to say, it was a harder task. And if you're talking about winning, I think that guy won the weekend. It's Brian and Justin on Q101. Really, the thing is, you decide who won the weekend. Daycare breaker-inner or the guy who went to church, drank some wine, and stole some robes? 312-591-8300. Who won the weekend? It's Brian and Justin on Q101.
Brian and Justin, morning.
On Q101.
Brian and Justin on Q101 coming up. You beat the know-it-nothing. You got Offspring tickets coming up at 720 with Brian and Justin on Q101. Talking about who won the weekend between the guy that broke into a daycare, made adult diapers basically out of small diapers by pinning them together and drinking some formula, or the guy that broke in the church, drank the sacramental wine and put on the choir gear. The daycare guy's winning right now. So far.
And come to find out, we actually talked about the daycare guy a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Here's a clip to remind everybody who he is.
It's Destruction Day.
This man, obsessed with a child's world, will open your eyes to a whole new way of life.
All right, Papa, you fire the guns.
With a nursery to spoil this bouncing baby boy.
I'll always have my pacifier.
And a mommy to take care of him.
I think it's close to nap time.
No.
This adult baby stops at nothing.
Does this change it for you? If it's this guy, do you still think he should win?
Yeah.
It's a little different.
This is my crazy obsession.
I'd much rather be crazy than normal.
Well, nailed it.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
He's very dumb. Yes, indeed. He's very dumb. He's the know-it-nothing.
Do you know more than the know-it-nothing?
What a putz.
I like turtles.
He's 5-0. And Offspring tickets are on the lines. Brian and Justin on Q101. And our guy Ben from Joliet is going to take on Justin in a trivia contest. Ben, ahoy. Tell us something really quick about yourself.
Ahoy. Ahoy. I've got a Stephanie as well. And she's just a total badass. She's forcing me to do some of my bucket list stuff.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Behind every good man is a good brother. He was expecting me to say a good woman. No, that's awesome. Good for you, dude. What she have you doing? Sorry.
We're doing stadium tour. So we're gonna go see a game in every stadium.
Oh man.
We knocked off 10 last year. It was awesome.
Whoa. That's a lot. That's cool. I got friends that have been to every one, and then you're done. You kind of feel empty inside. Like, now what? Now what are we going to do?
Then you start NFL.
Okay.
Or minor leagues.
Yeah. There's plenty of them there in Chicago. Got about five to go to. All right, here we go. First one, the five wins. Listen carefully. If Justin loses, misses, gets one wrong, you can get a point. He can do the same with you. I got a coin in my hand. I'm going to flip it. You call heads or tails on the count of three. One, two, three. Call it.
Heads.
Oh, he hesitated, and he was wrong. It's tails,
yes!
Baby.
All right. Damn.
The 5-0 Justin goes first. Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Who was on the $10 bill, Justin?
Alexander Hamilton.
That's right. I didn't even need a first name on that. I would have spiked Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Ben, Dirk Nowitzki played his entire 21-year NBA career playing for what team?
The Bulls.
Dirk Nowitzki did not play for the Bulls.
Well, she did, though.
Yes. Justin.
That would be the Dallas Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks is right.
All right, Ben. Chilling over there at zero, but I have two. It's back to me.
Justin, who starred as Danny Ocean in the 2001 movie Ocean's 11?
Mr. Handsome himself. George Clooney.
George Clooney is right, and he is off to a 3-0 start.
My brain was like, nope.
There's a lot of good-looking guys in that movie. You picked the right one.
Yeah, but one really good-looking one.
Uh-huh. Ben, in Joliet, what letter represents five in Roman numerals?
That would be V.
V is right. Ben is on the board.
Right on, buddy. 1-3. Back to me.
Justin, what sense is most closely linked to memory?
Smell.
Smell is right. 4.
Oh, yes.
Man. Wow, dude. Ben.
I am getting throttled.
Ben, in what U.S. city can tourists visit the Space Needle?
That'd be Seattle.
Seattle is right. Good job.
All right, buddy. 2-4. Back to me.
Justin, what is the first month of the year for the win consisting of 30 days? The first month of the year with 30 days.
Okay. January, March. Is it April?
It is.
Woo!
April.
Yes.
Oh,
yes!
Man.
Yes.
Relentless.
And Justin wins and continues his streak. He's now 6-0, not being taken down, and he holds on to the Offspring tickets. So everybody listening, just stay right here. In one more song, we'll play the new Linkin Park. One song, and then you listen for God Bless the Baby, and you can get the tickets.
I'm sorry, Ben. It was a lot of fun playing against you, though, bud.
Man, I shouldn't have come in that strong, huh?
But this is exciting because the double feature has created a new win song for me. So I finally get to use it. Sorry that it's on your behalf, Ben, but check this out.
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
Well, we already got our winner for the Offspring tickets, Brian and Justin on Q101. Don't worry, though. Coming up at 9 today, we continue your opportunities to get to Fall Out Boy in L.A. in the front row, 9 a.m. this morning with Brian and Justin here on Q101. And with all the talk of the Kennedy Expressway being screwed for 3 years, i.e. 10 years Chicago time, this may come in handy. WGN reports on this savior.
United Airlines is revealing some more information about its plans to launch the first air taxi service connecting downtown Chicago with O'Hare. United has partnered with startup Archer Aviation to offer the air taxi service. The small, rechargeable aircraft will leave from Vertiport, Chicago, which is located about 3 miles west of the Loop. They say the ride to O'Hare would take just about 10 minutes. Bit wow. less than the Kennedy currently takes. It can clock in at an hour or more on some days. The air taxi service is expected to be available in 2025. We don't know specifics on what it would cost, but they say they would work to keep the price competitive with what you might pay for, like, you know, a limo or an Uber. What do they call the Uber fancy ones?
Uber X.
Uber Black.
Yeah.
You and I need to get out.
Those are the cheapies. Yeah. getting through it.
Gotta make it through Monday.
Oh, man. Yeah, so they did say Uber Black, so what's that? That'd be from O'Hare at least $100 if you're taking an Uber Black and you're going to sit an hour, hour and a half right now at this point.
I don't know. I have a couple of problems with this news story. First of all, they said this is from United. Could it be from a better airline company, please? Not that United's the worst, but they're on the bottom ring. I'd feel more comfortable if it was Delta.
Really?
Maybe it's just me. Aren't you loyal to one airline or the others?
I'm kind of loyal to United. So
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to talk bad about your mom.
What are you doing ripping on my airline?
Well, it's cheap, dude.
Yeah.
It's gross. They put plastic over their seats. It's like going to grandma's house.
I didn't notice. Maybe I'm just comfortable with plastic over there. I don't know. I don't notice that when I fly United.
Also, so these helicopters are going to be rechargeable?
That's what scares me.
Please give me some gasoline.
Yeah.
We need some gas. You know how many Teslas I see like on the side of the road because they're out of charge?
Yeah. I don't understand. There's too many propellers on these things. I saw the video. There's too many, which makes me think that they don't know what they're doing.
I don't know. At first, when I saw there was like 30 propellers, I go, good. Therefore, you know, there's a lot of flying birds around here.
Sure.
There's a lot of birds. So if one goes down, at least there's a couple extra.
Yeah, but I just look at it like they don't really, hey, let's put like 10 more up there. Like the kid was designing it. You know what I mean? Like it just doesn't look so safe. And I don't like the chargeable part either because I just think I can say, oh, I forgot to charge it while we're going down.
It's so funny you say that you don't trust it because to me it looks like, you remember when rollerblades came out with 4 wheels?
Yeah.
And then the speed ones come out with 8 wheels?
Yeah.
You're like, that is useless. Yeah. That is so stupid. That's what it reminded me of.
Just aesthetics. It doesn't make you go faster and you still crash and you know get road rash just as easy.
Yeah, but I mean only the rich are going to be able to do this. They said they don't know the price point, but come on, let's be real. There's no way this is going to be comparable to an Uber ride.
It can't be. I'm guessing when it comes out it's going to be $400. That's a price point I think they're going to do because I think people would pay it, people that have that kind of means, and then it's going to price out people like you and me and everybody out there listening. I'm going to do $400 to get out of a hair, you know?
I don't know.
I mean,
I wonder how many people can pitch in. Does it say how many it seats?
It doesn't say. I believe, though, it's kind of like one family. It's not that big. It's not going to be like tons of people in that thing.
Can we ride share?
You want to ride with somebody? It's bad enough when you're in the Uber with them.
Yeah, can I go 5 on it? It was what I'm asking.
It doesn't say exactly how big they are. I mean, I don't think they're going to be big enough, though, for a whole bunch of people jumping in there.
Now, would Chicago be the first place to have these? Because I don't know if I've seen these anywhere else.
Yeah, they're trying to do it they want to test it in a smaller, less populated area because they're worried about airspace with the planes coming over and everything.
Well, yeah.
Duh, right? Because it's like a drone flying in the sky taking you there. But Chicago is going to be one of the first, which is not a less populated area to test in.
Rich people get the coolest things. I mean, this is how we lost Kobe, right? Because his rich ass was too good for traffic, got in the helicopter, got a little greedy. Right?
It is. It's stupid. He shouldn't have went up there. There was fog. They shouldn't have went.
There's so many things that rich people get to do that we don't even know exist. For instance, pet cloning.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know, you can clone your pet for $85,000?
Oh!
Yeah, of course you wouldn't know about it.
No, of course not.
Do you happen to have kidnap and ransom insurance?
No.
So when this story came out, I started Googling, what do rich people do that poor people don't even know about?
Yeah.
This is one of them. Rich people have kidnap and ransom insurance.
And does it say what it costs?
It does not.
Oh, that's too bad.
It says you're too poor to even check how much this costs.
If you have to check the cost, you get the blue screen of death on your computer right there.
How about this? The rich have special ice.
What does that mean?
I'm not talking the ice that breaks down your door and kicks you out of the country.
Yeah.
That's ran by the rich, too.
It is.
They have their own ice, and it can cost $325 for a pack of ice made from the world's best water.
But it's just water, though.
To you, it is, poor person.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Brian and Justin. Mornings.
On Q101.
Every morning, 6, 7, and 8, quarter till the hour, Gil Curtis comes in, our newsman, and gives you what happened in the past 24 hours and his take.
This is not headline news. Chevy announced they're going to stop making the Camaro. When asked to comment, Camaro fans wiped marinara sauce from their pit-stained wife beater, doused themselves in Axe body spray, and sadly began belting out Living on a Prayer. Mark Zuckerberg and his wife welcomed their third child. Instead of baby wipes, they'll use Meta stocks.
Oh, wow.
According to a new study, smelling other people's body odor could reduce social anxiety. It could also mean you're spending too much time with an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And today is Viagra Day. If you don't take Viagra and still want to celebrate your impotence, feel free to visit your local Porsche dealer. This is not headline news.
Brian and Justin, mornings.
On Q101.
So if you're like me and Justin and you like a good crime story and you fall into it and before you know it, you get kind of sucked in where you can't get out of it. And the facts of the case just permeate your brain to want to watch more and more. That's what the Alex Murdaugh thing has done for me. I've been following that. Me and Megan have been following that story for about 2 years now. And the genesis of what you're seeing on the news is that he murdered his wife and son in a bizarre rage. He was addicted to opioids. He was falling into bankruptcy. It's a South Carolina lawyer that basically owned the town and owned the whole state, really. The whole family did. Very prominent people that did this, and that's how this trial's been on TV every night. Maybe you've seen little bits and pieces of it and know what's going on. There's also now other murders that may be coming up and other dead people involved with the family that just disappeared. It was an accident like his maid. There's a friend of the son that's still alive that maybe had a relationship and then he murdered him. That stuff's all coming all through the trial. It's still wild.
So many juicy details. What are they, the Clintons?
That email, dead Clinton friends? Well, if you want to catch up on it, there's a Netflix doc called A Southern Scandal, the Murdaugh family, whatever. It explains it pretty well and goes in detail. I followed that with Megan. But now it gets weirder, where people are buying items from the family, like a couch for $30,000.
That is so creepy. Why would anybody want anything from, no disrespect, a dead person.
And a murderer. The murderer sat on it too.
Yeah, so this is called, I pronounce things stupid. It's called murderabilia. Murderabilia. This is a real thing. Like, people want to purchase things that once belonged to either a murderer or somebody that was murdered.
Yeah, and the money, of course, goes to help out the victims and the family. But here's a little bit of the story that, and some of these people that are buying this stuff, because, well, here, let them explain it.
25, I've got to be able to get 25. 25, we're ready to get 25 and 30.
I think it's kind of exciting. I think everybody's kind of wanting to know how this goes tonight.
Oh. Of course she's going to sound like that.
Oh, my God.
This is pretty damn exciting. We got the murmurabilia here.
There are dead people involved with this stuff. We know how it went. They died. They were murdered.
That's so creepy. Oh. What are you guys going to do today? Well, we're going to go rummage through a dead person's house.
And pay $30,000 for a couch. I don't know if that's coming up in a story or not, but $30,000.
Items from the Murdaugh family's Moselle estate went up for auction Thursday night.
$25, your choice.
All of the excitement.
By the way, I have to stop right there.
Yeah.
I had no idea when you gave this audio to me that it was actually like a real auction like that. Like, hey, is it something about it? Who wants the dead person's cologne? Come on over here and get that thing. That is incredible that that's how it went. I thought maybe they just kind of walk up and say, I'll pay this for that.
And not only that, but people travel from across the world to come to this murderabilia auction.
Brought throngs of people to Liberty Auction in Georgia.
It's going to be fast-paced. Better pay attention. Grew up there. Went to school with the Murdaugh boys.
It's going to come out of nowhere.
Family all my life.
I sneak up on you.
Their parents when I was a child. And so I took an interest in it because all of this has kind of happened almost literally right out my back door.
We are from Ipswich in England, and our daughter lives in Sylvania, Georgia. We had the trial on in England on the English news, and thought we would combine a visit to this auction to see our daughter and grandchildren.
What the hell?
Literally, let's kill two birds with one stone. Like, the daughter wasn't good enough to come visit, but once they knew there was an auction about dead people, they're like, you know what? We may fit in a nice little visit with Emily.
Yeah, we'll get a little beach town visit, get some sand, and a murderabilia auction.
The remnants of the lives of Maggie Murdoch, her son Paul, and husband Alec were on display and ripe for...
Wait, they were on some display? Oh, just the items. Okay, my bad. The bodies were on display.
Bidding.
Jeez, Brian.
It's the unknown. People are just curious. A lot of curiosity and imagining the family in these chairs and some people not wanting to sit in them in case there's any bad vibes. And...
Okay, now all I can vision is the dead body sitting in those chairs. You ruined me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, would you sit in a chair knowing that somebody who died once sat in that chair every single day?
I don't know about a chair. I mean, I can see the excitement for something like this, but a chair, I don't think I'd want that. Would you want that?
Not only would I not want it, but I also, I'm on the side of the people that think it's just bad juju to even sit in that chair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah, because every time you sit in there, you're going to say, like, well, this is where she got murdered. Or at least the woman got murdered eventually and sat in this chair at some point and ate, like, a burger.
Right. I wonder when you sit in that chair, if Ja Rule comes in and just starts playing on the speakers, murder, murder, Inc. All right, bad joke. My bad on that. I'm going to go home. Is that cool if I just
no,
go home?
No, no, no.
Can I just go
it,
home?
It is on display in a way that no one really anticipates their life being on display. For people to take a look at really some of your personal and private items, be going through clothes that have names on them or looking for monogrammed items. I mean, and that's really just kind of looking for things that signify either that person, I want to see something that Maggie hand wrote, or I want to see something that maybe they...
Why though? Why do you want to see that?
I understand if you love Maggie, if you're a part of her community, maybe her family, a friend, but to be a stranger and want something that she wants hand wrote?
Yeah.
Let her rest in peace, man.
Yeah. Also, spending an exorbitant amount of money for it. Like, if this isn't like $50 for a note, this is like thousands of dollars for a note, $30,000 for a couch. It's unbelievable.
It just shows you that rich people are looking for excuses to spend money. Who would spend $30,000 on a dead person's couch? I wouldn't spend $30,000 on a new couch.
It is wild. But however, now I'm starting to think about and warm up to the idea.
Hmm?
Like, if I had unlimited funds,
okay,
and you could have something from a dead person, like, I want Walt Disney's head. You know he froze his head, right?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
He froze his head so in the future, if they figure out a way to bring him back to life and put him on a body, he can be alive again.
You know those, like, floating statues?
Yes.
Where they, like, the magnet just makes it so it, like, spins like it's gravity?
Yeah.
I could see that spinning in my living room.
See, are you coming around to it now or no?
No. No, this is so weird.
It is bizarre. I just thought of Walt Disney's head for a second in my family room.
Yeah, so this kind of inspired me to research and find out, is there more things that are for sale by people that were murdered or maybe that they're murderers? Mm. And there's a whole website. It's called cultcollectibles.com. And I could buy, you could buy stuff from Dahmer.
Oh,
like
wow.
the playing cards that he had in prison.
Ooh.
I mean, a prescription, $25,000 for a copy, just a picture of a prescription that was given to Jeffrey Dahmer.
What?
And people are spending it.
For what kind of medicine, I wonder, was he taking? Maybe some Xanax, probably.
No, he needed that. Didn't take it, though.
Just a prescription for him for 25 grand.
25,000 bucks.
God. That's ridiculous. There's people out there that love this stuff and want something from somebody that's dead or famous or whatever just to have an attachment to them.
See, I'm a hypocrite, though, because I love to go to garage sales. I'll rummage through my neighbor's stuff, but they're not dead. Yeah. It changes it when they die, and I don't know why. Also, it should be cheaper.
Right, because they're trying to get rid of it. The person doesn't want it anymore.
Yeah, clearly they left the earth and left this stuff behind.
Yeah.
They don't want it.
This is insane, man. But, I don't know if anybody has something that's, like, you cherish from somebody that died.
And well, everybody does.
Besides a family member. Did you actually, something outside your family. Not. I don't want, like, grandpa's watch, you know, that kind of thing.
Your grandmother stood in bread lines and brought the ring back to this country that your wife is currently wearing.
Okay, that's one thing. That's very...
Brian and Justin, mornings
on Q101.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.